PRI, Public Radio International.
Welcome to Heinz Hall for the Performing Arts, a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. This week you'll hear an encore performance of music that was a huge success last season, Ashes of Memory by Michael Hirsch. Maris Janssens has invited his friend Leif Ove Andsnes to play the beautiful Schumann Piano Concerto, and Maris Janssens will lead a performance of the Second Symphony by Sibelius. This Pittsburgh Symphony radio broadcast is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who've underwritten in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. To begin, one of the best-loved and most popular concertos ever written, the Concerto in A Minor by Robert Schumann, played by the young Norwegian pianist Leif Ove Andsnes.
I'm from the west coast of Norway, from an island, in fact, called Karmøy, a little south of Bergen, which is the next largest city in Norway.
Are there fjords around?
Oh, yes, you bet. I was there for Christmas time, and after this American tour, which I am on now, which is a three-week tour, I will get back for Easter time, where my family also has a house in the mountains, where I just love to be, and hopefully go skiing there.
Well, Maris tells me you haven't done the Schumann Concerto together yet, but he says he has a great deal of confidence in you, and I can understand why. You've gotten a German Schallplatten Prize for a recording of the first Schumann sonata.
Yeah, and I've done a lot with Maris, which has been great. Of course, he was the chief conductor of the Oslo Philharmonic, and very early on in my career, he trusted me, and we did... It was sort of a breakthrough concert for me in a way. Was the Greek concerto we did at the Edinburgh Festival in '89. At that time, I was not known at all outside Norway, and that was the first time we performed together. So I guess he had heard a tape or something, and they had sort of confidence that I could do it. But that was just such a great support. And after that, we have done several things, especially with the Oslo Philharmonic abroad.
Obviously, you get most of your training from other pianists. What sort of influence does a conductor like Maris have? Did he help you get your exclusive EMI contract?
No, not like that. But of course, you learn from all musicians you meet, and also conductors, and you can learn a lot from Maris. And I think that actually, to talk in a little bit of a big way, I think the whole Norwegian musical life learned from Maris and the 20 years he was now with the Oslo Philharmonic, because it's a small country, and what happened with that orchestra, how he built it up, actually had an effect on the whole Norwegian musical life as a symbolic thing, and we all saw that it was possible to do it, you know, to become a great orchestra, to make international success. And so I think his attitude meant a lot to Norwegian musical life, and also to me. Yeah.
I'd like to know a little bit about your approach to this Schumann concerto. Schumann is always thought of as something of a problematic composer.
Well, he's a composer that I feel so incredibly close to. Yes, he is a problematic composer, and there is a lot of ambiguity in the music. It happens on different levels and so on, but there's not one note by him that I don't love. It's so beautiful and so directly. He speaks so emotionally directly for me, all his music. But there are many problems, and like this concerto is both trying to be a big piece of chamber music and also a big concerto, and the balance there is difficult to find. It's a real challenge.
Well, you're not a stranger to Carnegie Hall in New York, where you'll be going next week with Maris and the Pittsburgh.
I have only played there once, though. It was my recital debut 2 years ago. I played several times in New York and also with the New York Philharmonic at the Lincoln Center, but this is actually my orchestra debut in Carnegie Hall, so that's pretty exciting. And after this American tour, I am doing a tour in South America for the first time with the BBC Symphony, and I'm doing a couple of recordings this year. I'm doing a Schubert recording. It's going to be a combined project with solo sonatas coupled with songs with the tenor Ian Bostrich, who is a wonderful tenor. And I'm doing a recording of Grieg's piano music on his own piano, which is at the Grieg Museum in Bergen, which is a Steinway from 1892.
You have also recorded some music by Leos Janáček, rather notably.
My link to that music was my teacher, who is a Czech, Jiří Linka. And in one of my first lessons with him when I was 15, he started playing this music for me, which I just completely fell in love with.
What other sorts of things are going on in your life? Are you starting a family? Do you have other hobbies?
I'm not starting a family yet, at least. It is very important for me to keep a home. So both the places I live in, Copenhagen and Bergen, I have lots of friends. And when I get there, they will be my priority, because I think it's important in this life to have a home base, as I travel now 230-240 days a year. And as I said, this house in the mountain of Norway is very, very important for me.
Leif Ove Andsnes talking with WQED-FM producer Stephen Baum. Here's Leif Ove Andsnes for his Heinz Hall debut at the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and Marius Janssens, the Piano Concerto in A Minor by Robert Schumann.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Piano Concerto in A Minor by Robert Schumann, played by Leif Ove Andsnes, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, and Maris Janssens. Leif Ove Andsnes traveled with the Pittsburgh Symphony and the Schumann to New York's Carnegie Hall last March. Later in this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast, we'll visit Carnegie Hall. Leif Ove Andsnes has received outstanding reviews from around the world. He plays regularly with Maris Janssens and the Oslo Philharmonic, including concerts at the 1997 Salzburg Festival. He recorded the Rachmaninoff Second Concerto with that orchestra, a performance the New York Times called exhilarating, probing, mercurial, and dazzling, the most important new recording of the work in 20 years. Leif Ove Andsnes records exclusively for EMI Classics, and his most recent release is a CD of Haydn concertos with the Norwegian Chamber Orchestra, which won the 2000 Concerto of the Year Gramophone Award. Other recordings include Haydn sonatas, concertos by Brahms, Britten, Shostakovich, Liszt, the Grieg, the Schumann we just heard, and solo music by Schumann, Nielsen, and Janáček. Ashes of Memory by Michael Hirsch was commissioned by the Pittsburgh Symphony Society. The premiere took place at Heinz Hall on January 14, 2000, and got rave reviews. For this concert, Maris Janssens has decided the music should have a second performance, and he's further committed to Michael Hirsch next season, when Michael Hirsch will be Composer of the Year.
You know, I like Michael Hirsch enormously myself, and as you remember, he got a great success here. I immediately wanted to bring this piece to Carnegie Hall, and they decided to repeat and to bring to Carnegie Hall. And then we commissioned him his second symphony. He will write the second symphony, we will perform next year. And we bring again to Carnegie Hall his second symphony.
He was recently given a very big profile in the Sunday New York Times, always the mark of somebody that's on the move, way up. And, of course, they mentioned the Pittsburgh commissions and the fact that he was working on the new piece in Rome, I think. Michael Hirsch is very young. Maybe he's not quite 30 years old. What was it about Ashes of Memory that made such a strong impression on you?
What is important, I think, by composition, you can write in different directions, but, you know, he grabs you and you're sitting like hypnotized. And listen to this music. His music has a fantastic atmosphere.
In Michael Hirsch's commentary on Ashes of Memory, he wrote, "It is common for some composers to explain their work as an extension of themselves, perhaps as a mirror that reflects their innermost anxieties, struggles, loss, hopes, and pain. In Ashes, passion and logic seem to have converged in more or less equal proportions, though I continue to search for ways to balance both elements while dealing with the more difficult aspects of my internal turbulence." Here's the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and Maris Janssens, the second movement from Ashes of Memory by Michael Hirsch.
Thank you.
The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and Maris Janssens. Ashes of Memory. The second movement, the music that was commissioned by the Pittsburgh Symphony Society and first performed in January of 2000. The Pittsburgh Symphony played Ashes of Memory with Maris Janssens last March at Carnegie Hall in New York. Michael Hirsch's entrance into the music world was pretty remarkable. He was born in Washington, D.C. in 1971 and was 19 when he first began to study music. His brother gave him a videotape of Sir George Scholte conducting Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, and as Michael Hirsch describes the experience, "It was like someone had opened up a hydrant full force inside me, and everything in my whole life came gushing forth." His brother followed the video with a book on music theory, and within weeks, Michael Hirsch began to compose. In 1997, he won a Guggenheim Fellowship for composition and is also the recipient of an Ives Fellowship, the American Composers Award, the New York Youth Symphony's first music prize, and three ASCAP Foundation grants. In 2000, Michael Hirsch became one of the youngest composers ever awarded the Rome Prize. Next season, he'll be the featured composer at Hines Hall, his third year in a row on subscription programs. I'm Jim Cunningham. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. After a short break, we'll be back with the Second Symphony by Sibelius. Jim Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Resident conductors are Lawrence Lowe and Fawzi Haymore. The Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel and the WQEDFM.org website, with archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. You'll find a link to the archived concerts from the Pittsburgh Symphony webpage or listen now on the website. I'd like to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. It will fit in your wallet. It's in the shape of a credit card, and it's just right for reading concert programs in low light. It magnifies small print. Get one free, along with the radio guide, a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of our soloists, Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography, and more. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org. You'll find our website at psoradio.org. Be sure to let me know what station you're listening to. If you missed the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of our Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert. It's made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins in honor of Carlo University Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.